This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
To talk more about the Packers and Lions, he is Jason B. Hirshhorn, co-founder of the Leap Newsletter. Follow him on Twitter at @BY_JBH. Jason, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
You betcha. Okay, so let's just cut to the chase, because I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of this whole Jordan Love playing this week thing, knowing that you still have a half a season left, knowing the bye week is on the other side of this game, knowing that you also played the Lions another time later in the year, knowing you're not winning a Super Bowl this weekend. I'd rather sit him. Instead, I have him out there running around at practice today in the rain. Your thoughts on how you would handle this Love situation?
You actually mentioned, I think, a very important component of this discussion, that he went out there and practiced in the rain,
yep.
Right? Like, if he was going to practice, but only under, you know, normal, relatively controlled conditions, then that would still be a positive sign for his availability on Sunday. But that they felt comfortable putting him out there, that he felt comfortable putting himself out there in those conditions, I think probably speaks to what we've heard reported coming out of last Sunday's game, that even though this seems somewhat significant in the moment, that it's probably not a big deal. And then, you know, the bye week factor can go both ways, right? Like, you could look at it as, well, if it's borderline, maybe you just give him this week and the bye week, and then it's 21 days between games. The other side of it is, well, if he's feeling pretty good, even though he might not be 100%, you still have that bye week next week for him to get right. So it really depends on how that medical staff feels. And another point worth mentioning here, it is a very conservative medical staff. So if he's out there practicing in those conditions, I think you have to feel pretty good about his health, even though he didn't look particularly mobile this past Sunday.
You know, Jason, when we talk about where we're at with this Packers football team, I think the ultimate goal is still Super Bowl or bust when you have a franchise quarterback with Jordan Love. But really, how truly important do you think it is that they win this division this year in order to accomplish their goal?
I don't think it's the most important thing if you don't necessarily attach the number one seed to that. Remember, only one team in each conference gets that bye. Now, if by winning your division, you happen to get the number one seed, and, you know, if the Packers were to win this Sunday, they would then move ahead of the Detroit Lions, not just for the division, but for that number one seed, then yeah, that is a big deal. But if it's just winning your division and you're going to be the number two seed, the number three seed, I don't know that it makes that much of a difference between that and being a wild card, because we have seen, not just historically with the Packers, but with basically this core of the Packers roster, that they're capable of going on the road and being not just good, but dominant.
Talking with Jason B. Hirshhorn, co-founder of the Leap Newsletter here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. A lot of talk kind of going into this week, obviously, is going to be that of how to stop this Detroit offense and, you know, slow them down, because very few teams have been able to slow them down. I go back to the running attack of Montgomery and Gibbs. Having said that, though, that's going to depend on how well this defensive line and front seven play. They've been under some fire for maybe not getting as consistent pressure as people want throughout the year. How would you grade how they've done against the run so far? Because I think this is probably the best rushing attack they'll have to deal with.
Well, the run defense has been significantly improved. Now, they've had parts of certain games where they've struggled. Like if you go back to the game in which Quay Walker had his concussion, they were defending the run very well. Walker goes out. They struggle with it for a bit, and then they sort of figure it out. If you're looking at the whole body of work, it's easily the Packers' best run defense in a long, long time. Now, you made a good point. This is maybe the strongest ground attack that they're going to have to defend at any point during the regular season, maybe during the entire season in the playoffs as well. So that's a significant factor. Now, it looks like they're going to have Quay Walker back, which is a, you know, it's going to be an asset in that part of the defense. You could argue it's not for other parts of the defense, but that's another discussion. So they're going to have that going for them. The other factor here, that's not necessarily part of the ground game, but it does affect it, is the absence of Jameson Williams for the Lions. Now, he is their most consistent deep threat. Like, he's not a one-to-one comparison to Christian Watson, but some of the things he does for that Detroit Lions offense are things that Christian Watson does for the Packers. Without Williams there, they don't really have anyone else in that receiving core that stretches the field in that way, which means that the Packers can really lean into that single high safety approach and do a better job because of it of defending the run. So I think all these things work in tandem, and it's going to make it a little easier, not easy, but easier for the Packers to defend that Detroit Lions rushing attack.
When we talk about pass rush and we talk about the trade deadline coming up on November 5th, there's been some people talking about, oh, maybe they'll trade Preston Smith. I'm not quite sure why anybody would want to trade for Preston Smith. Having said that, though, I think the one area where they can improve probably is cornerback if they wanted to do something at that position. You look at Minnesota, they lose the left tackle, they replace left tackle. Everybody expects the Lions to eventually get somebody to replace Aiden Hutchinson here at some point, whoever that may be. If you're the Packers, are you looking to kind of push chips in a little bit here to get a cornerback to try to help solidify the secondary?
So I wrote about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This week at the Leap. Now, there are a lot of names floating around, you know, the trade market. Some of them realistic trade targets in general, not specifically for the Packers. Some of them just total fantasy situations. Now, I do think there are some realistic options for the Packers, and there's some options that we highlighted at the Leap earlier in the season when it looked like corner might be more of an issue than the Packers initially expected, and those particular players might actually be more attainable now than they were, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. One of those names, and there's an argument for and against this one, is Greg Newsom II. Now, he has in the past been a very effective corner, not a star, not someone who's going to be a true number one shutdown corner, but a guy who can be a high-level starter and has a lot of physical gifts and is someone that the Packers like coming out of the draft. Now, he has struggled the last few weeks, and you can make an argument that this actually makes him more attainable, right? Because if the Cleveland Browns feel like they're just basically going to have to throw this year away based on how it started, we don't know that's how they feel, but it's certainly possible based on the record, that maybe that's a piece they'd be willing to move. He's under contract, obviously, for the rest of this season. It's a very affordable contract. And then for 2025, it's the fifth-year option. It's more expensive. And then this is where it comes to Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball and how they feel about that. If he's going to be a starting caliber corner, it's a bargain contract. If he's going to be just a fringe starter or less, then it's a lot, and it's fully guaranteed for that year. So that's a player that I think the Packers front office could look at either way. But I do think a player like that is something that's worth adding to the secondary because Jair has missed time, not just this year, but in past years. You know, Eric Stokes obviously has a long injury track record. Carrington Valentine has effectively fallen out of the rotation other than when injuries force him back in there. That's why Keyshawn Nixon is playing on the boundary more than he ever has in his career. So I do think it makes sense for the Packers to look to add a boundary corner to fill out that secondary.
Everybody seemingly needs wide receivers right now as well. Would you deal from a possession of depth?
It would really depend. My inclination is to say no, because even though they have a variety of different kinds of receivers, right? Like Christian Watson does things that you don't get from Romeo Doubs. He does things you don't get from Zontavian Wicks. He does things you don't get from Jaden Reed, et cetera, et cetera. If it was someone like Bo Melton, who has been a featured player in their offense at times, but is obviously not going to be a big contributor week to week, maybe if it's bringing in something that you can use in 2024. I don't know that that trade is out there, though. I think it's more likely that a team looking to acquire a player like that is just looking for a draft pick. Now, the Packers do love accumulating draft picks at the trade deadline. We've seen them do this before, including this last season when they traded Rasul Douglas. But those were under different circumstances, right? Like, they didn't think that they were going to have a chance to compete for the playoffs, let alone the Super Bowl in 2023. Different situation this time around. So unless it's part of a deal where they bring in a player they think that they can use at a need position, I don't think it makes sense to deal from that depth at wide receiver.
Talking with Jason B. Hirshhorn, co-founder of Leap Newsletter. Him and Peter Bukowski do a great job with that. Follow him on Twitter at @by_JBH. Jason, as we talk about the trade deadline coming up, can the Lions make a move in your mind where it would definitely put them out in front in the NFC? And, you know, again, I understand it's probably not going to happen, but if they were to push all chips in and get Max Crosby or something like that, or Myles Garrett, would that really kind of separate them from everybody else?
I mean, hypothetically, if they landed one of those guys, you could make that argument very easily, but I don't think either of those names are on the market in reality. Now, could they add a pass rusher that is possibly available that could make a difference to, you know, not just replacing Hayden or Aiden Hutchinson, but how they really do that defense altogether? Yeah. I think it's very possible that Za'Darius Smith, a name obviously Packers fans know, could be available before the trade deadline. Now, he's not going to be Aiden Hutchinson, and it's been a few years since we saw him at his best, but he is still a player who, in his role, can be an impact player. And if you're the Detroit Lions, the way that they've covered up for Aiden Hutchinson's absence, for the most part, is to lean more into man coverage and the blitz. It's something that they can do, and in a given week can be very effective. But it's also the situation where if you do that and you run into a quarterback that knows how to beat the blitz or can beat the blitz, then you're going to see a lot of points going up on the board for your opponent. I don't think that they want to play that way as much as they have since Hutchinson went down. And bringing in another pass rusher, even if it's not a star, could make a big difference in that regard. So, yeah, I think the Lions are going to be in that market. I mean, Dan Campbell is probably still jumping up and down at the podium talking about adding a player at the deadline. So I think it's something that we can say is at least a coin flip chance of happening.
Jason, what can everybody find in the Leap newsletter if they aren't a part of it right now?
Yes, well, if you haven't tried out the Leap, you absolutely should. You can find us at theleap.football. We got that very cool .football
nice
domain name. You can find us, obviously, on Twitter. You already said it, @by_JBH. My business partner, Peter Bukowski, @Peter_Bukowski. Find The Leap on Twitter, @TheLeapGB, for Green Bay, obviously. And we really hope you'll check out our work. This is a big moment in the season, obviously, for the Packers, because they have this big, big run potential coming up the next month. We hope you'll join us in our coverage.
You're good stuff, as always. Jason, thank you so much.
All right, take care, Sparky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.